Oasis Audio presents Goodbye, Sweet Prince by Catherine Marshall. Read for you by Jamie Draper. Chapter 1. Happy birthday! Look how big he's grown. I can't wait for him to open his presents. Christy Huddleston's students crowded around the birthday boy, applauding and singing. He stared at them, blinked, then let out a loud snort. Christy laughed. For a horse, it was a perfectly polite response. I think Prince wonders what the fuss is all about, she said. Christy was sitting on the rail fence that enclosed the black stallion's pasture. Her entire class, all 70 students, had gathered there to celebrate Prince's birthday. The class was supposed to be studying geography this afternoon, but Christy had decided that the children deserved this special treat. Lately, Cutter Gap had fallen on particularly hard times. It was nice to have a reason to celebrate something, even if it was just the birthday of a horse. Of course, Prince wasn't just any horse. The magnificent stallion had somehow managed to cast a magic spell over her students. The shy ones grew braver around Prince. The clumsy ones grew confident as they trotted around the pasture on his broad back, and the troublemakers actually seemed to grow calmer. Even Lundy Taylor, the worst bully in the school, acted like a different person around Prince. Ruby Mae Morrison stepped forward and cleared her throat. "It's time for the present given," she announced. Quickly, the children fell silent. They'd been planning this for weeks.